Hi, this is Leah Shaver, President and CEO of the National Transportation Institute and host on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio, Channel 146. Coming up next on the Insight 2020 podcast series, we'll be sharing my interview with Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker from Expediter Services on the September 26th edition of the Women in Trucking Show, which is heard live each Saturday on Road Dog Trucking Radio, Channel 146. Here's a preview.
Financing, it can happen in all types of different ways. I want to talk about how you approach financing. Jeff, can you just run through how ES has kind of a different than the typical approach of relying just on credit for financing?
We look at it from an extremely different level. It's unique to the industry. We try to look at it from the individual up, not from the top down. And so we take a person's attitude, their aptitude, their work ethic, and their work history to do an evaluation. Our program set up to do, if you recall, years and years ago, they called it old-timey banking, or what they try to put a name on it now as relationship lending. But we truly do a relationship-type loan and relationship lending. And so we look at everybody's position, the way they function, the way they operate, and we want to get to know who they are, because there's good things that can happen to people, but there's also bad things that happen to people. So there's good people out there that's had some bumps in the road or obstacles to overcome for whatever reason. They've been held out or held back from being able to access the money to generate and create their own small business. So when we looked at it, we said we want to help those people because there's a lot of good people getting overlooked. So we allow somebody to use their knowledge, the school of hard knocks, if you want to look at it, or their knowledge and their experience that they've gained being in the trucking industry. And we look at the way they operate a truck, the decisions that they make, how their attitude is about that, how hard they work, how smart they work. We utilize that, which is completely different than what most lenders do.
Thanks for connecting with us on the Insight 2020 podcast series, which is being presented by Expediter Services. ES is a leader in providing capacity solutions and ownership opportunities within the trucking industry. I'm Leah Shaver, the president and CEO of the National Transportation Institute. I also serve as a host for SiriusXM on Road Dog Trucking Radio, Channel 146. On Saturday, September 26th, I served as a guest host for the Women in Trucking Show, exclusively airing on Road Dog Trucking Radio. I've served on the board of directors for the Women in Trucking Association since 2016. In a moment, we'll be sharing a replay of my interview with two members of the ES leadership team, ES President Jason Williams and Chief Operating Officer Jeff Tacker. Before we take you to the interview, we wanted to share a few notes about the Women in Trucking Radio Show and the Women in Trucking Association. The Women in Trucking Radio Show can be heard every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio, Channel 146. In addition to the live broadcast on Saturday, the Women in Trucking Radio Show is rebroadcast each Saturday from SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Channel 146 from 2 to 4 p.m. The Women in Trucking Radio Show, as well as a wide array of other programming on SiriusXM, is also available on demand, online, and through the SiriusXM app. Women in Trucking President and CEO Ellen Boya hosts the Women in Trucking Radio Show. Ellen asked me to sit in and host the September 26th edition of the program, and it was a lot of fun. The show was built around the theme of financial planning and being prepared for your future. During the first hour, we talked to New York Life, and the second hour featured our conversation with Jason and Jeff, discussing the programs and opportunities available for entrepreneurs and small trucking businesses through ES. Now, courtesy of SiriusXM, Road Dog Trucking Radio, and the Women in Trucking Association, let's take you to my interview with Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker from Expediter Services.
Now, back to Women in Trucking on SiriusXM's Road Dog. Here's your host, CEO of the Women in Trucking Association, Ellen Boya.
Welcome back to the Women in Trucking Show. This is Leah Shaver, your sunshine girl, coming at you on a rare Saturday morning to put a little extra pep in your weekend step. Now, our show today is about long-term financial planning, everything from career goals like fleet ownership. Men and women in the trucking industry each have unique needs, and we're talking about that today on the Women in Trucking Show. Our guests for hour number two happen to be two folks that I know very well. So I was really excited when Ellen told me that they were scheduled today. Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker, two leaders of Expediter Services. Jason Williams has over 20 years in trucking. He has been in essentially every role available in the industry, and he also understands the financing side of trucking and what it takes to help aspiring entrepreneurs start and grow their business. He and his father formed Expediter Services, which is a dominant third-party provider of capacity and service in the expedite industry, and they've also branched out into other areas. We'll talk more about that later. Now, Jason has also served on the board of directors of Women in Trucking and continues to do so, and he and I work together at Women in Trucking and then also with the folks on his team at ES, including Jeff Tacker, who's also with us today. He has 27 years in sales, marketing, executive leadership. He's from Northeastern Arkansas. He has a degree in business marketing with an emphasis on transportation. And I think I learned from his bio that he was actually born in Germany, I believe, but grew up in Arkansas. So I've known Jeff for a long time. I work with him pretty regularly, and I did not know that. Fun fact. Jason and Jeff, good morning, and welcome to the Women in Trucking Show.
Good morning, Leah. Glad to be with you.
Thank you. Good morning, Leah. Did you hear what I learned about you, Jeff? I did not know that you were born overseas.
I did, yeah. My father was in the military, and so he was stationed in Heidelberg, Germany, and I was born there. So even though I'm a U.S. citizen, I was still born there for military services.
I won't. I know. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. So, Jason, I do want to talk about ES briefly. You know, you and your father founded the company. Can you tell us how you came to help shape and support small businesses specifically in trucking? Because that's what we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. The way we got there, Leah, was a little bit by, I wouldn't say mistake, but we were definitely pulled into the conversation. We were attempting to grow our business, which was a small business. It was a startup. We started with 5 units, and we grew fairly rapidly. And that growth created all type of issues, from cash flow issues to bank lines of credit to, you know, how do you get trucks, recruiting issues, just everything that you could imagine in a ramp up of a small business, as well as hiring people and building out infrastructure and IT and all of that. So as we did that, we had some contractors that we were working with as they saw us have some success that they wanted to do something similar, and they began to ask us to support them in doing it. So in that effort, we said, you know what, we might be better off rather than trying to grow a small company ourselves into something larger. Maybe our focus needs to be just helping other people do that and focus our energies there. And so that's really what we did. We pivoted, and we really started driving in to help other people go from a driver to an owner to a fleet owner. And that has taken us, you know, over the last 10 years or so in the direction that we are today.
Well, you just said pivot, and I'm not going to talk about it now, but I want everybody to keep that in mind, that word pivot, as we talk about owner-operators and we talk about 2020. You know, one of the things we're going to talk about today, though, is the Women-Owned Business Challenge and your partnership with Women in Trucking. So, Jason, can you just tell us about that partnership and about some of the successes we've seen at Women in Trucking with the Women-Owned Business Challenge?
Sure. So the way we got started with that was, you know, we were introduced to Ellen Voy through Jeff here. So Jeff was out looking at ways that we could market and get our name out and what other people were doing. He reached out to Ellen. Ellen came in and spent probably a day or two with us over a couple of different trips and kind of introduced us to what she was doing. And what we didn't realize here was that we were already participating in some things that was supportive of a minority group of people in trucking who needed help. And really, we were just trying to help people. And we didn't understand that there was certain groups that really needed some focus in order to get an opportunity. And so Ellen started educating us on that. Obviously, that's where we also came in contact with you, Leah, which has grown into a great relationship for us as well. So working with Ellen and Women in Trucking and then getting to work with you as you guys begin to feed us data and information on the industry and some of the challenges that, honestly, as women, y'all were aware of, we weren't aware of. Jeff, myself, and my father, you know, all are, you know, males, and so we come into it from a different perspective. That education, the ability to make sure that the opportunity is presented in such a way and supported in such a way that helps a broader group of people, that's been a phenomenal thing for our company. It has changed the way we hired people. It's changed the way we market. It has helped us become better as a service provider on some of the softer things. You know, a truck's a truck, finance is financing, but how you get that message out, how you service it is different. And so we really tried to make sure that we were doing it on purpose, not by accident. And which is right now, I know it is a major push inside of Women in Trucking, trying to help other companies take what they're doing well, but then do it on purpose. Don't do it by accident. Actually do it on purpose with an agenda and with a focus to grow it and make it work even better. And that's really what a Women in Trucking with Ellen, and then obviously you coming in and really helping us internal with a lot of our marketing, you know, it's helped us do that. And so we're very appreciative, very successful. And then you have the 150 truck challenge, which I think we're somewhere, Jeff will know, somewhere around 100 trucks.
That's correct.
That we've started, you know, not trucks, small businesses, that we've helped specifically women start small businesses in trucking, and we're up to around 100 right now over the last, I guess, 2, going on 3 years.
It's so exciting. So again, for the folks listening today on the Women in Trucking Show, this is Leah Shaver, and I have Jeff Tacker and Jason Williams joining me. And we are talking today about financial independence. And so we've shifted from just the financial aspect of it, the insurance aspect, and we're talking specific to trucking and about job progression and career growth and what ultimately can become the goal for most of us, and that is ownership. And for those of you who regularly listen to me, you know, and you've experienced over my first year on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking, that during that time, I also bought my business, and I'm now an owner-operator. And so as we work through our career, one of the things we always look for is that independence. How can I run my own show, be the owner of my own destiny and also my own business? And that's what Jason and Jeff, you do at Expediter Services, not only in partnership with Women in Trucking for the Women-Owned Business Challenge, helping women find their financial security, their independence, and achieving their own success, but of course also men, right? And as you said, Jason, we have to make intentional decisions. We have to make a plan. We were talking about our financial roadmap in hour number one, and it's so interesting how that's paralleled in the conversation for hour number two today. But, you know, financing, it can happen in all types of different ways. And I want to talk about how you approach financing. And I'm looking at the clock here, and it looks like we've got just a couple of minutes until the break. So I know it's going to be quick, Jeff, but can you just run through how ES has kind of a different than the typical approach of relying just on credit for financing?
Sure, Leah. Thank you. And to mimic what Jason said, thank you for all that you do for us, and thank Ellen Boy for what she's doing at Women in Trucking. But specifically down into financing, we look at it from an extremely different level. It's unique to the industry. We try to look at it from the individual up, not from the top down. And so we take a person's attitude, their aptitude, their work ethic, and their work history to do an evaluation. Our program's set up to do, if you recall, years and years ago, they called it old-timey banking, or what they try to put a name on it now as relationship lending. But we truly do a relationship type loan and relationship lending. And so we look at everybody's position, the way they function, the way they operate, and we want to get to know who they are, because there's good things that can happen to people, but there's also bad things that happen to people. So there's good people out there that's had some bumps in the road or obstacles to overcome, and they've been held out, whether it's for whatever reason, they've been held out or held back from being able to access the money to generate and create their own small business. So when we looked at it, we said, we want to help those people because there's a lot of good people getting overlooked. So we allow somebody to use their knowledge, the school of hard knocks, if you want to look at it, or their knowledge and their experience that they've gained being in the trucking industry, and we look at the way they operate a truck, the decisions that they make, how they, you know, how their attitude is about that, how hard they work, how smart they work, and we utilize that, which is completely different than what most lenders do. They want to look at your financial, how much money you have, and we have to look at certain things, but we don't base that as the primary decision maker. So we know who the person is, not what your FICO score is, and not what your ratios are. So that's a big difference, and that's how we do it, Leah.
That's awesome. I want to explore that a little bit more, but we have to take a quick break. We are talking about financial independence through ownership of our business and our destiny on the Women in Trucking Show. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stick with us.
Listening to Road Dog Trucking Radio's Women in Trucking Show on Sirius XM. Now, please welcome back your host and the CEO of the Women in Trucking Association, Ellen Voya.
Welcome back to the Women in Trucking Show. This is hour number two, Leah Shaver, your sunshine girl, coming at you on a rare Saturday morning. And as you can hear from those tunes that Dre is spinning, we are putting a little extra pep in your weekend step. We're talking about long-term financial planning and goals. And my guests for hour number two are Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker. My friends, technically even my bosses sometimes, from Expediter Services. We're talking about the financing programs that they have available, and you've heard them before on the show and certainly through the Women in Trucking Association, because like me, Jason Williams also serves on the board of directors for Women in Trucking, and we aim to serve the industry to minimize obstacles for women, to create further opportunities, to celebrate successes. We're not only for women, as Jason and Jeff are also active members, like many other men in the industry, but we are about women. And we were talking before the break about their financing procedures and how sometimes it isn't just your credit score that you have to look at. It might also be your work ethic and your work history. And I, you know, Jeff, I just want to ask you quickly, I would imagine that some of that, if women come into this career later in life and haven't worked as much as men, or, you know, we heard in the first hour that women tend to lose about 12 years during their career to support family in some manner. And so if that's the case, I would imagine that some of that relationship lending comes into play even more in the Women-Owned Business Challenge. Is that a fair statement?
It is a fair statement, Lee, and I'm glad you brought that up, because when anybody comes into our program, everybody has equal footing and equal opportunity, and that's not just a statement, that is the facts. And when we say they have to have work experience, Jason will probably touch it later, but we have a try it before you buy it program. So for someone to come in, they can earn and gain their work experience and their relationship with us during a time period on one of our own pieces of equipment that allows them to not have as much upfront or any financial exposure upfront, to make sure they like us, make sure they like the equipment type, make sure they like the industry, make sure they like the specific motor carrier that we partner with. So there's a lot of things that we do to mitigate or eliminate the risk that they would have so they can gain the experience needed. So that gives them the same footing and advantage that anybody else would have. So whether you've been running the truck for 25 years or 25 months or 3 months or 4 months, we can help you. It doesn't matter, as long as you're qualified at the motor carrier. Now, there are certain obstacles we do have to overcome, but we have ways to overcome and work around and work through almost every financial, personal obstacle that a person has. If they're willing to put forth the effort and the time, I'm telling you, we can help them. So I hope that answers your question, Liz.
It does. It does. I just wanted, you know, we're talking today about there's sometimes, you know, men and women are different, right? That whole men are from Mars, women are from Venus. You know, there's different needs, there's different approaches, and you know, different needs and approaches to financial planning, and whether that's in that, you know, what we talked about in hour number one about our finances and insurance and life insurance, or maybe it's in how we approach being small business owners. And actually, I think I brought this up, you know, my husband and I co-own our business, and we both work very differently in how we approach life, our business, just our week, you know, the items on our task list. That approach is very different. And so I think it's important to carve out that one of the reasons that ES has found great success in helping small businesses find success is because I have identified that there is that difference, that we can support men and women differently in however and whatever those needs are. So Jason, I want to also talk about that a little bit further. I mean, I won't roll them all out because it's really for you, but there's the Women Owned Business Challenge, there's the Path to Ownership Program, there's Outright Purchase, there's individuals, there's small fleets, there's growing fleets. Can you talk about all the ways a small business can get established, can grow, and all with the support of ES financing?
It's really all-inclusive, and we have set it up to help, you know, a wide range of people. But specific to women, you've made a statement there that sometimes is almost taboo to speak in today's culture. But there are differences, right? There's differences between the way men work and the way women work. And there's nothing wrong with setting up your services to service both equally, even though it's different. And so we do go at it. While there's the opportunity is the same, the goal is the same. You want to own a small business. We do find that women are more collaborative. They want to come in, and most of them want to have a team partner. A lot of men don't want to have a team partner. Most of the women want to come in and learn, and by the time they're ready to finance, they've been ready to finance for quite a while because they just want to really make sure they're ready. We have men come in who say they're ready day one, and to be honest with you, they can't crank the truck or check the oil, but yet they're ready to run their own business. So we do find that there is a different approach for the two groups. It really doesn't matter what their background is, what their cultural background is, what their race is. We do find the major difference is in the way women think and the way men think. And so we do support them. Whatever that individual is, we try to come to them with the right personality, the right support right there, and meet them and just help them walk through whatever that stage in life. And then they always bring life with them, wherever that is. So they do have that. The positive that you mentioned, as far as if when women come into it, a lot of times they're coming in to learn, and they're not coming in to say what they know and to prove what they know. So they are coming in to learn, and that actually is a clean slate and lets us get started pretty aggressively. But we'll support them, whether it be, again, Jeff mentioned it, whether it be starting a truck that we own that they can just start basically, it's almost like a rental where they don't have any financial obligations. And we will help them learn the bookkeeping side of it. We'll help them learn how to buy inside of network on discounts. Where are you buying fuel? Where are you buying shop work? Where are you buying your tires? How do you schedule those things? We support them with 24-hour roadside assistance because it's a real thing when women come in. What if you break down in the middle of nowhere and you're on the side of the road? How are you going to handle that? So we have people 24/7. Who are full diesel mechanics who are able to take that call, get you off the road, and get you somewhere safe. So all of those things that, you know, the safety of starting a business, it does need to be inside of a community. Some people get it done all on their own, and more power to them. But I can tell you the way I was able to come up and the opportunities I was given was inside of a community. Me and my father did start this, so he did open doors that would have been very difficult to open on my own. There was opportunities to learn that I was able to be around good people who had success that I was able to learn. We were able to bring in people like Jeff who had their own experience. And so now you have contention and you're arguing and fussing, but you come out with a decision. And it's a better decision because you argued and fussed. All of that conversation is a part of a small business. And a lot of times people think being a small business means you're the boss and you just get to make all the decisions. And that's really a terrible attitude. What I found is that you surround yourself with people who have their own opinions, have their own thoughts, and they're willing to argue with you, all to the benefit of helping you succeed. And as long as that's the motive of everybody, those arguments, those hard conversations, they bring about better decisions. And then the service, our products are real. Our financing is real. The money's real. The truck's real. We have great relationships with Stoops Freightliner, you know, Truck Country. We have great back office support. those are real. But the conversation, the community, is probably what sets us apart more than anything, in that we are truly focused on success for the individual. And honestly, Leah, we like it enough, we love helping people enough that we're willing to argue with them about it. Don't mean they have to do what we think, but we don't mind contending with them if there's an odd thought to keep them out of the ditch. At the end of the day, they make those decisions themselves, but they will have a management team or a support team who will serve them, come up underneath them, support them where necessary, even to the point of disagreeing with them to make sure they have good data in front of them. Most small businesses go broke, and there's a reason for it. Most of it because you have one person making all the decisions, and no one person can make all the decisions all the time right. And you need a community.
It all sounds like something that that I say often, which is, you know, you want to surround yourself with people who see the outcome the same way you do, which is, you know, success. It's that positive outcome. I mean, it sounds like the entire community is focused on that same thing. We have just a couple minutes before the break, but I just want to ask you one other question related to financing. You know, you provide capacity to the market, right? And the market is hot. You know, I'm spread pretty thin. I've been working a lot of days every week, getting a lot of calls. Folks, you know, trucking needs more capacity. So, in a market that's really strong or in a market that's really weak, just talk briefly about being in the market for financing right now and thinking about, especially in times that are good, why we want to take the step towards ownership. And again, just watch that clock because we just have about a minute and a half before the break.
All right, just to respond quickly, you don't want to – so cycles come in truck and they cycle, and they normally run 5 to 8 years. Your truck note's going to run you probably 5 years, 6 years. Some places will finance you out to 6 years. You don't want to be on a two-year – on the back end of a five-year cycle, you know, with only 2 years left and you just signed a five-year truck note. When it turns, you want to be aggressive. That's just – you have to be aggressive enough to take the risk and get out there and try it, and you might as well do it on the front end of a cycle rather than the back end. And that's just common sense investing, you know, watching the markets. You don't want to wait for 2 or 3 years and then have to take your business through a down cycle while you're still learning.
So we're on the front cycle of, or front of a cycle now. So you're saying it's a good time, right?
Run hard for a couple of years, and then obviously it'll cycle, you know, into something that's more balanced, and then it'll go down.
I gotcha. We're going to take a quick break, 888-876-2336. If you have questions for Jason and Jeff, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break on the Women in Trucking Show, SiriusXM 146. Stick with us.
Back to Women in Trucking on SiriusXM's Road Dog. Here's your host, CEO of the Women in Trucking Association, Ellen Voya.
Shell Rotella will keep your vehicle going as you steer toward kindness. This week's Steering Toward Kindness moment is presented to you by Shell Rotella, the synthetic oil that works as hard as you do. That's right, everyone. No one works harder than our professional truck drivers. And this week's Steering Toward Kindness moment is honoring Selena Morgan, she bought a driver's meal this week after his card was declined. And I got to tell you, be the change that you wish to see in the world. When other drivers saw what she did, they also gave him some extra money for a future meal. So props to Selena and to professional drivers who never more than in the year 2020 have shown everyone in the world just how much we can come together as an industry to serve the needs of North America and also the needs of others. Welcome back to the Women in Trucking Show. This is Leah Shaver. I am joining you on a rare weekend show to put a little extra step in your weekend, a little sunshine in your ear and on your shoulder today on this beautiful fall day. We are talking about long-term financial planning and whether your career goal is to be an owner-operator, to be a fleet owner, if you're a male, a female, the trucking industry has unique needs, and that's what we're talking about on today's Women in Trucking Show. Joining me is a fellow board member, Jason Williams, and also Jeff Tacker. They are of Expediter Services. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining me. You know, I just want to touch on that whole expediter services, Jason. And, you know, we've taken to talking about success in trucking, you know, brought to you by ES, and just talking about ES as a whole. You found success in the expedited industry, but can you just talk briefly about the evolution, about our name, about, you know, what y'all are doing today?
Expediter services did start out. We kind of say that we incubated in the expedited industry. It was a safe place for us to grow with some motor carriers we knew, especially when we did pivot and started creating these small businesses. We had some wonderful relationships with Panther Expedite, FedEx Custom Critical at that time, and we really grew with those two. They gave us a lot of support as we went through growing pains of trying to put the infrastructure in to do this well for individuals. And then we began to expand, and we were looking for another partner. And some of the individuals we knew from expediting had moved out into general trucking, and Cal Mitchin had moved over to Forward Air. And so we reached out and started trying to start a conversation there. That's been a tremendous fit. Forward Air is a great company, and they let us really get our jump off in the deep end, I guess, not just get our feet wet, but kind of jumped off into the deep end of tractors and over-the-road tractors and LTL and full truckload and dedicated. And so we collapsed our name. You know, we were no longer in expediting only. So we just collapsed it to ES, and we are a service company. But that's kind of the role shift that we had there. And it allows us to expand. It's the same thing, same product, same services. We're just moving into obviously much deeper waters when you talk about general truck and much larger market. And we were shocked to find that the opportunity was even more so needed because expediting was so small. It was a second career for a lot of established owner-operators already, whereas in general trucking, it's where most of your new people come into the market, and it's where most driving schools send their people into much larger companies to start their careers. And so, you know, we're starting to help those people realize an opportunity to own versus getting stuck in something where you're simply working for somebody else or financially strapped for the next 20, 30 years.
Gotcha. Thank you for the recap. I know, you know, it comes up a little bit related to the name, and I just want to make sure that you're able to share the extensive work that you do. I want to segue to community this segment, and you mentioned it a lot when we were talking about financing, and I think that's a testament to how much overlap there is between the financial support and also the business support offered in the community at ES. Jason, you said that women are collaborative. We know this from research done and information that we share on behalf of the Women in Trucking Association, information that NTI shares with companies so that they can grow and expand in the market with a more diverse workforce in general. There's a number of organizations of small businesses, large businesses, and your own people that make up the ES community. Can you talk a little bit about why and how y'all have put that together?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we do vet everybody. And so just like we want people to try us before they buy, Jeff mentioned that, we also want to try all the vendors before we allow them to come in and service our community. These individuals do not have the ability to make a bad financial decision to get started and survive it. That's just not there. So we have to make sure it's a safe environment for them to make that decision, and then they have a good long runway in front of them to get their feet underneath them financially before they hit any, you know, headwinds. So we vet everything. So the dealers that we work with, you know, we have a strong relationship with Truck Country, Stoops Freightliner, phenomenal people. We've seen them go so far as to back out deals after they're funded, because we knew within a few days that it just wasn't right. Maybe the truck spec wasn't right. Maybe the individual, something came up, and them just shut it down, back the deal totally out, and us undo it. You don't hear of that. This is not you buy the truck, and then everybody washes their hands, and you're gone. So we're hooked in with everybody. The motor carriers that we have, again, we named it ArcBest, who owns Panther Expedite. Our Panther Expedite is a service of ArcBest. And then FedEx Custom Critical, Forward Air, these motor carriers have given us a safe freight environment for people to come in and operate and run those businesses. And I know some people want to be their own motor carrier, and Jeff could speak to that. It's getting so difficult. It's getting so litigious. Cost of operations are going through the roof from an insurance standpoint. It's just very hard to get started new in the industry and say you're going to be a motor carrier. That is a whole nother can of worms. So we really encourage people to let the motor carrier be good at that, and then let, you know, the new business be good at running their truck and learn how to run a truck properly, and allow us to come in as that back office service provider of discounts and financing and, you know, day-to-day support so that they can get their feet underneath them. It's Jeff, you want to just speak to that?
Yes, Jason, thank you. So anyway, the goal, Lee, and I know you've got it and you've grabbed it, is to help people along those lines. And most people need to be involved and then surrounded with the community. So since you're talking about community, they need to be in a community of a motor carrier. And I know we look at it, if you take there's an absolute truth in the universe that says that a three-folded cord is, you know, extremely strong. And so when you take the motor carrier and you take a good motor carrier that has set themselves up to support and endear themselves to their contractor base, and then you take an owner-operator or aspiring owner-operator that wants to do the best they can do in that environment, and then you take a company such as Expediter Services, ES, Success in Trucking, and it's a three-legged stool or three-folded cord, and what that does, it comes together, and that community works together to help the people be the most successful they can be. The motor carrier is wanting, obviously, to get the freight on the truck. The owners and the operators wanting the most freight they can have on their truck to operate. And we're wanting to make sure they produce the most revenue they can produce and save the most money they can save. So we help them increase their revenue production by certain benefits, tools, and advantages through our service programs. And then we help drive their cost out with fuel discounts, shop discounts. We're the low-cost provider in insurance. So when we look at it, in our opinion, it's better to be inside of a motor carrier such as Panther Premium Logistics, a service of ArcBest, FedEx Custom Critical, Forward Air, and there's a few others in the marketplace that I'm sure that would give the same type service, but we're currently with those three and promoting those three primarily, and have yourself serviced and supported and backed by a company, ES, Success in Trucking, so you never stand alone.
And Leah, we also, before we bring any vendor into the market, we do business with them. And sometimes we do business for months, if not years, before we will actually let an owner-operator touch them to make sure that they service the equipment well, service the individual in the truck well. If anybody's going to lose money, we like to say we'll lead with our chin. And so if somebody's going to experience something bad with a vendor, we'll do it. And then we'll either, you know, check them off that we can't do business with them, or we'll bring them into the community. That goes for insurance companies and fuel vendors and shops, and top to bottom, we check them out first.
I know that I always tell you just before a break, you got to watch your time on this answer, Jeff, but I just want to say we're going to talk about our webinar in our next segment. We have a webinar coming up next Tuesday that I'm hosting on your behalf, and we'll elaborate on that. But I want to say that when I interviewed the folks that are real owners from your community, so real opportunity, real owners, you know, that's what we're sharing in our third webinar that's coming up this week. And it looks like we're going to run out, but I'm going to prep my question, and then I'll ask you after the commercial. You know, every owner that is being featured talked about within the community the additional business support that's offered. And so whether it's making sure, like Jason referenced, that back office support is functioning or having those difficult conversations, every person I've ever talked to has mentioned the business support and the conversations, even sometimes hard conversations, that they've had with you, Jeff, in order to keep their business successful. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to pose that question to you again so you can think about your answer. This is Leah Shaver on the Women in Trucking Show. We're going to take a quick break, 888-876-2336. Give us a call.
Listening to Road Dog Trucking Radio's Women in Trucking Show on Sirius XM. Now, please welcome back your host and the CEO of the Women in Trucking Association, Ellen Voya.
Surprise. Final segment on the Women in Trucking Show. This is Leah Shaver, and I am here on a rare weekend pop-in to share with you some information on long-term financial planning. And my guests this second hour have been Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker, two leaders of a good company that I am great friends with, and that is Expediter Services. Now, we are having a webinar this coming Tuesday, and I'm going to share information about that. But Jeff, I just want to pass that to you and let you answer my last question that I posed before we went to that break. Got to pay those bills. You know how it is. When it comes to the community, they all often have a lot of feedback about the business support and even some of those tough conversations that they have with you when they need encouragement, coaching, information, a pep talk, whatever it is, they've all referenced that. So not to play into your ego too much for Jason, but I do want to just ask you about that. You know, can you just talk briefly about the business support offered within the community?
Sure, Lee, and thank you. And so just to start out and make sure I set up the conversation properly, so since, and I want to tie this back into planning for financial security and long-term success. I know that's what your show was about. Your first hour about doing it with some financial tools, the second hour is with us down in the truck financing and operation. So when somebody's looking out for their future career, you know, there's wisdom and counsel. And so we don't think, and I don't think that we have all the answers and know all the answers. What I will tell you and what's been probably the most successful way we've been able to do it is we try to wrap our conversations with humility, but we want to be very direct and very factual with the people that we do business with. And they've earned our respect, and thankfully we've earned theirs. And because of that, they're open to and will listen to conversations and advice because, as Jason mentioned when he first started our segment out, we set ourselves up intentionally to look at it from the truck level up, not from the motor carrier down. So our intentions is to help people be, as our name says, as our branding says, successful in trucking. And since we've done that, after a while, people realize that even in the conversations that we have, everything that we're doing and all that we're talking about, even when it's tough conversations, is to help them do better. And they don't have to agree with us, and we're not experts on everything. We do think that we have resources and tools and input and access to people such as you, such as Ellen. We've got access to the largest Freightliner dealer in the United States of America. We've got access to the largest Volvo dealer in the United States of America. So there's lots of things that take place when we bring all that community together. We're dealing with the premier fuel providers in the country. So we're picking up information from everybody. Now, when you drop back down into these individual independent contractors, these owner-operators, and these fleet owners, most of those people, while they know a lot of people, they don't know and have the access to and the open lines of communication with everybody that our group and our community has. So what takes place is we get to get all that information gathered up, Leah, and we get to dive down in private conversations. We don't publicize their conversations. We don't berate them about it, but we do get in there, as Jason said, we get in there almost like in a family circle, and we have direct, open conversations with the intent and the goal to help them do better and to help come to a resolution for their success. And when that takes place, it's amazing what happens. The scripture says iron sharpens iron. So it's amazing what happens when you get people together that saying, okay, let's work together. Let's come together to work together for the benefit of this topic. And when that happens, even when you disagree, if you're respectful in your disagreements, that's okay. It's okay to disagree with people. It's okay to even have some contention because it requires certain things. You get stronger by pushing and pulling, not by free-flowing. So when that comes together that way, we get inside the cab, inside the office, whatever you want to say, with these independent contractors, owner-operators, and fleet owners, and thankfully, we've got the type and strong enough relationship that we can help them because we've already looked at most of all their finances. So I know their tax returns normally. I know their bank statements. I know their personal financial statements. And they realize since we've been doing – the company's been in business since 2006, and we've been financing and helping people since 2010 on this program, and we keep their information private. We don't even share it inside the office. There's only a select few people – in the office, and it's normally Paul, Jason, and myself, and maybe our finance, our credit and finance person and our truck salesperson. We keep it very private. And so since we keep it that way, they know we're not taking their information and using it against them. We're using it for them. So because we've got all that personal information, it's sort of like your doctor, so to speak. You don't hide much from your doctor because if you got a good doctor, they're trying to make sure you either are healthy, remain healthy, or get you healthy. And that's a very similar to the way that we look at this relationship. And so Jason had mentioned something earlier. We also able, with the AB5 and things going on, we not only can help new entrants and new people into the marketplace, we can help existing fleet owners. We have some business owners that understand and operate properly and are getting good legal advice. They have their contract set up properly, or they have their labor set up properly. We have some that aren't, and unfortunately the ones that aren't are just going by what they think, what they feel, or what they've read on maybe the internet. And I'm not making fun of the internet, but you have to be careful with where you get your data. And we have access to the best legal minds in the industry. And frankly, because the saying, try it before you bite it, we've tried lots of things and we've learned from our own mistakes and our own experiences. And we take that just like we do with our fuel discounts and pass those through, and our shop discounts and pass those through, and our insurance costs and pass those through to help people. We also take our experience, our knowledge, and all the things that we've put together over years, and we pass that through to the people inside of our community. And so, Jason, you want to add anything to that topic about the AB5 and the reclassification on that topic?
Well, that's just a specific, obviously, hot topic right now, but we're getting a lot of activity on that where, again, it's a small business you're trying to run, and your states and the federal government are back and forth. And trucking right now is from insurance to some, hours of service down to what is labor and how do you handle it. All those things are in flux. So we are in a position to help new entrants, but also existing people who are trying to get their feet underneath them in a foundation so they can either keep their business or grow their business with a moving target on some of these topics. And we're here to help those people as well. It's not just the driver who wants to buy their first truck. It is, growing businesses who need further support to do what they want to do.
Well, that topic leads me to think about pivoting. And you both said that word earlier in the show. It's really important that business owners are ready to pivot no matter the conditions. And we've even had to do that at Expediter Services. We had a site 2020 plan, the Success in Trucking Expo, and due to COVID, we had to pivot, and our team developed the Insight 2020, which is a digital series bringing the Success in Trucking Expo to professional drivers, no matter where they're at, no matter when they're available, in the podcast form, in a webinar form. And our third webinar in the series is coming up this coming Tuesday. It's September 29th at 2 p.m. Eastern. You've been kind enough to ask me to host the third webinar. It is Insights from Real Truck Owners. And we talk about real opportunity, real ownership at Expediter Services. And we're bringing real examples of the outcomes of each of the examples that you've talked about today in the show to that third webinar. So registration is still open. That's at successintrucking.com. I'll share it on my social media later today, which is on Facebook at Leah Shaver, SiriusXM, on Twitter at Leah B. Shaver. And of course, you can always message or email me and you've got that contact info. ES has a Success in Trucking community group where you can learn more about their offerings. And of course, they're on social media as well. I'll share that later today. But I want to touch on the webinar before we have to go. We're having a panel of real owner operators that are within the community. And we've got a success story from the Women Owned Business Challenge. We've got an owner operator. We've also got a fleet owner. And so there's a few different examples of the variety of offerings and also outcomes within the Success in Trucking community. Share with us about the webinar series and just what people should know that are listening today about joining us on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Leah. Yeah, we have Joe and Carol Shelton, fleet owners that started as independent contract drivers at FedEx Custom Critical, and now they've grown a very successful fleet of what we would call white glove services, white glove temperature validated equipment. We have Amy Williams, an owner, a women-owned business, and she operates that at Panther Premium Logistics. And then we got Jacobus Nail, who's got a unique story that's fought his way into the country and fought his way into ownership and earned everything, and he's at Forward Air. And so we would like everybody to join us. We've got a lot of good information. As Leah said, it is on September the 29th at 2 o'clock Eastern time. Leah will be hosting that. And I will take a quick second to say thank you, Leah. Jason and I think you're one of the best in the industry, especially when it comes to being able to host these type things, and we appreciate you taking time to help us.
That's Jeff Tacker from Expediter Services, closing out my interview with Jeff and ES President Jason Williams on the Women in Trucking Radio Show, which was originally broadcast on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio, Channel 146, on Saturday, September 26th. Once again, I'm Leah Shaver, a host on Road Dog Trucking Radio and the president and CEO of the National Transportation Institute. I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining us on this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast series. I really enjoyed sharing this time with you. Before we close out this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast, Expediter Services would like to thank the executive management and staff of SiriusXM and the Women in Trucking Association for the opportunity to share this program with you. As we mentioned in the opening of the podcast, the live edition of the Women in Trucking show can be heard every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio, Channel 146. The Women in Trucking Radio show is rebroadcast every Sunday afternoon on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. You can also hear the Women in Trucking show as well as a wide array of other programming on demand through the network's website, SiriusXM.com, and the SiriusXM app. To learn more about the Women in Trucking Association, visit womenintrucking.org. To learn more about ES, visit successintrucking.com. Stay safe and well out there, drivers. Take care, because we care.